You're listening to Consider This, episode 50, for August 15th, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, we're halfway to 100 here on a podcast that takes just 10 minutes of your time, but delivers a healthy dose of conservative commentary. This is Consider This, and I'm your host, Doug Payton, bringing you my thoughts and your responses. Now, in order to respond, you can call 267-CALL-CT0 for the feedback line. You can also come to the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, to comment on the show notes, or send me an email, or even use the SpeakPipe widget on the right side of the page to record a comment using your own computer. That's CT, as in cross-country tires. While I was gone on vacation, which is why there was something of a break since the last episode, two more people found the Facebook fan page. Okay, I invited them, but they did accept the invitation. Welcome to John Leach and Linda O'Rourke, the latest intelligent folks to stop by. You too can like the Consider This page on Facebook or circle it on Google Plus and get your name announced to the world, or some subset of the world.
Hey, TV fans! TV Talk connects you with your favorite TV shows like never before. The exciting brand new TV Talk app is here. The TV Talk app brings you fun and informative reviews and info related to your favorite TV shows. Delivered to your smartphone, tablet, or PC every morning. With the free TV Talk app, you can hear what other fans think and even submit your own review clip. The TV Talk app lets you share your feedback clip to Facebook or Twitter so your friends can join in the conversation too. Visit www.tvtalk.com. And download the free TV Talk app today.
The IRS will be one of the agencies collecting data for Obamacare. Odd, then, that the National Treasury Employees Union, whose members include most of those IRS workers, is encouraging them to write their congressmen and protest being put into those very exchanges that Obamacare proponents consider so wonderful. Congressman David Camp has introduced legislation to force all federal employees out of the Federal Employee Health Care Benefits Program and into the exchanges. Camp actually thinks that Obamacare should be repealed, but if what's good for the goose is good for the gander, why should government employees be exempt from this big government program? After all, the whole point is to get more people to participate so that, so the theory goes, insurance costs will be lower for those who need subsidies, right? The fewer the participants, the higher the costs for everyone, right? And unions were the biggest backers of this plan. So you have to wonder why this union is trying to get out of it. Oh, and D.C. legislators and their staff? Yeah, they're exempt too. Subsidizing for thee, but not for me, so the saying goes. Or ought to.
You are listening to Consider This from ctpodcasting.com.
In the last episode, I talked about how Detroit had become the victim of big spending blue state politics. The idea that government must do everything for everyone has been shown to be bankrupting. So many liberals will say, when conservatives want to cut this or that government program, that conservatives don't care, or they even hate those people who are served by those programs. That is to say, if the government doesn't do it, no one will, certainly not the private sector. Well, a private for-profit business, the Threat Management Center, or TMC, has sprouted up in Detroit to pick up where the incompetent city government has left off. Dale Brown started TMC in 1995, initially to aid law enforcement. But after getting no interest from the cops, Brown just kept doing what he did best, helping prevent crime rather than taking notes long after the bad guys got away. He's paid not by collecting fines like the city does, but by his customers. And if he doesn't do the job, he doesn't get paid and goes out of business, unlike a government that, with no competition, doesn't care if they perform well or not. And thanks to TMC's efficiency and profitability, They're also able to provide free or incredibly low-cost services to the poor as well. There's a link in the show notes to an article about TMC and another private enterprise, the Detroit Bus Company. The headline is, "This is what budget cuts have done to Detroit, and it's freaking awesome." It proves that private enterprise can handle essential services far better than the government can. Not that diehard liberals will ever admit to it in spite of the evidence. I really suggest you stop by the show notes and give it a read. The profit motive works for all of us. Same-sex marriage got a gentle nudge from the Supreme Court in the recent ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act, but as much as it seems that it'll be a state-by-state issue, a court ruling in late July suggests that same-sex marriage anywhere may mean same-sex marriage everywhere. A federal judge in Ohio ordered state officials to recognize the marriage of two men who were married in Maryland for the purposes of listing on the death certificate of one that he was married to the other. Now, yeah, it's just a blank on a form being filled in, but if this stands, it would be a legal precedent that could easily be built upon. So here's the question for same-sex marriage proponents. Do you really believe this should be decided by each state, or should it be handed down from the federal government? If the former, if state by state, you should be against this judge's action. If the latter, you should be letting us all know that. My guess is that if people knew that proponents are looking to force this on all states, there would be quite the backlash. And so, in the meantime, it's not spoken of much in polite company. After all, if you think the federal government should not define marriage via DOMA, then it shouldn't define marriage, period. And the people of Ohio would get to choose how to deal with this situation themselves. So what do you think? Those who don't want Obamacare are being called haters of the poor and racists. So what does that make these unions? Or the federal government? If you're for Obamacare, are you okay with these exemptions? If you are okay with these exemptions, can I have one? And what about private enterprise saving Detroit? Does the government really have to do everything? Where liberal policies are failing, conservative free enterprise solutions are working for everyone, even, and especially, the poor. It's going against every stereotype the left has for conservatism. Do you see any pitfalls in this idea, or do you think it's about time? And do states really have the right to determine what marriages they'll recognize? Or is it just a smokescreen until a federal mandate can be legislated, or until one Supreme Court decision can do a Roe v. Wade on the issue? I'm ready for your feedback to highlight on the show. Call me with your thoughts at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. If you do, you'll be assured that your name will be pronounced correctly. Or, if you want to take your chances with me reading it right, email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. The show notes, with a place to have a discussion of the issues, are at the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. When you're there, you'll find links to the news and opinion items I discussed, in case you think I've made this all up. And for the past few episodes, I've been adding to the webpage for each episode a transcript of the main segments of the show. If you liked the way I expressed my points and just have to have a copy to refer back to, first, you need to get out more. And second, before you get out, go to the bottom of the show notes, and there it is. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time when I'll ask you once again to consider this.